Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
All right, thank you for joining us again on the next episode of the Quick 10 podcast. Super, super, super excited for this one. Can't wait to get rolling. Today's guest is Allison Giddens, President of Operations at Wintech Incorporated. Allison, how are you?
I am good. How are you? I like your necklace there. That's snazzy.
Here we go. It's Wolves back. Naz Reid, anybody who pays attention to sports in the NBA, I'm a diehard Timberwolves fan. We've got a Western Conference Finals, Dallas office here at Burlington QuickTrack, Minneapolis office have a lot on the line for bragging rights. So very jazzed up on this side. How are you doing? Everything good?
I'm good. You know, I'm not really that big of a basketball fan, but I watch my Braves like anybody else. And I'm not excited about some of the way that they're playing, but hey, I love my Braves no matter what. So
I see that Braves. That's another.
So I know.
You're Falcons and your Braves, man. Some of the we got you on the Braves side, so it's okay. But we still don't talk about 1998 Vikings Falcons here.
If it makes you feel any better, you know, neither do we when it comes to the Patriots. So,
well, you and everybody else, yeah, nobody wants to talk about the Patriots, but
boo.
Well, congratulations on all the quarterbacks. So,
Good luck to you. We're starting a club.
it's so good. All right. Well, so today's episode is titled CMMC from a Small Business Perspective. So thank you for joining. You are, one of the top voices in my opinion, in our opinion, when it comes down to the small business side of things, the OSC, the organization seeking certification side of things. But I have two disclaimers I want to make. One, we're going to go over in time today. So the 10-ish minutes, we're probably going to go over because this is going to be a great topic. Two, are we, I'm asking you, Allison, are we at all affiliated at all financially, customer relations? Nothing.
No, right? No. Outside of that, the check for $100,000 you gave me to do the podcast. No, there's been
that was just to help you guys pay for Kirk
travel.
Cousins. But anyway,
Howie.
Yeah. So I do want to make the disclaimer: Allison and Wintech are not a customer. We're not a partner. There's no affiliation. We are peers and friends from the industry. Kudos to you for being on a lot of the industry events, being very involved in the community. Again, I think that carries a ton of weight. I've sent your stuff to prospects and relationships that have come up over the years because your take on things related to CMMC are very valuable. So thank you for doing that.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. All right, so let's get into it. Let's talk a little bit about your side. I'll just tee it up to you. Go into a little bit of things before I ask you just a couple questions that I want to make sure we get in here. Wintech.
Yeah.
Allison Giddens, day in the life of you. What's some of the stuff you want to share regarding the CMMC life that you've learned and that you're living?
Oh, man. So I was on a panel a few years ago, and a question asked was, is cybersecurity the number one risk on your day-to-day life? And went down the line, and a bunch of the big primes, they were all like, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Got to me, and I was like, no. And, it was almost like the record stop, And so the day in the life of me, I'll give you kind of a perspective. Yesterday was a heck of a day. Right off the bat, walked in to find that we had a problem with a machine. We were trying to get back online to run some parts. Then a couple hours later, we found out that a very large shipping carrier had misplaced an order for us that was, $80,000 worth of parts. And it was MIA. And then a couple hours after that, we got notified that one of our machinists was leaving the company to go be closer to family. And we kind of had to, in a pinch, figure out what we were going to do about that. Meanwhile, we're preparing for an audit. And then I got word that there was some material that we were expecting to hit our dock today to make some parts, and it's not going to be here until mid-June. So you have all these other things that are happening while I'm managing CMMC at Wintec.
So yeah, that's just a couple things
Couple
going on.
things. That was the
And
morning, right?
there's no other business out there that has people wearing multiple hats as the president of operations. So it's
Right.
good. You have
Yeah. Piece
that
of
sounds
cake.
like 3 hours of work a week.
Piece of
That's
cake.
not bad.
Do it in my sleep.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, that's, I mean, that's it, right? That is part of the, we'll call it bottleneck frustration, is
Go away button it, yeah.
cybersecurity is a big deal. You can look at the news, today in late May of just the last couple of days of some pretty serious stuff that's going on that's in no relation to CMMC for the most part, right? It's scary stuff. So small, okay, so peeling it back a little bit, small business, medium enterprise, you name it. Everyone's got challenges when it comes to cybersecurity requirements. Until it becomes second nature, there's always going to be challenges on the outcomes because you can't touch and feel most of it. You just have to know versus believe is kind of our thing here. So from a biggest frustration side of your day-to-day, you can go back a year, 2 years, just in general, and this isn't a complaint fest or anything like that, but what is your biggest frustration that you'd like to see become less frustrating if you were able to rub the genie lamp and have things happen?
I think one of the biggest frustrations in my world is managing up. So, and I can only imagine what it's like in a small business where you're not the one who ultimately has authority over things. But when we get things from, when we get orders from customers that are big primes, or when we get communication from our government friends and partners, when there's no consistency, whether that's marking of data, whether that's communication of flow down, everything in between, it's really hard for us to continue to follow the rules when we don't really know what they are, or when we're being kind of told to do things that in writing it's not what it says, or it's the opposite, where we'll get things, we'll get overkill, we'll get a joke that I have a 41-page purchase order for an $800 bracket. It's like, come on, guys, come on. It's one of those, if everything is a priority, then nothing is a priority. So I think my frustration, my biggest frustration is, I'm a manufacturer. You tell me what it is that you need and I will do it.
Okay, then let me ask you a follow-up question to that because this comes up a lot. So now, granted, disclaimer here is that you're one of the nicest people on the planet and also very knowledgeable in this space. So a little bit easier maybe for you. So what are some strategies that and advice you can give on how to communicate upstream?
That's a good question.
It's never perfect. You don't just get to walk into an office, right? So what are some ways that you've seen success on getting some of the answers that you need to at least, at the very least, give you something to stand on as you make very impactful decisions around getting these requirements in place?
Well, I think it goes without saying you always want things in writing, right? But sometimes I really think it matters the relationship between the parties. So how I personally work with a buyer at a prime is going to be slightly different than it would say somebody directly at a DLA or DoD. There's a time and a place to pick up the phone, have a conversation. You leave less to email tone when you do that, and then you can follow it up with an email to get things in writing. So it's, you can say and do things to allow the other party to save face. So just like I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, a technical, genius with CMMC, there's no way. I can pick up the phone and call my buyer at a prime and say, hey, you flowed down DFARS 252.204-7012. But I'm looking at the data that you sent and I don't see anything marked. Will you help me? Did I miss this? Because it's a little bit unfamiliar to me. And now, you're letting them kind of be the bigger person and say something like, oh, it was flowed to us. And so I just copy pasted. My bad. Let me take that out. Or, oh gosh, yeah, you're right. It doesn't have marking on it. Let me go talk to my government customer. And that you're allowing that other person to have those kinds of you're not putting them on defense. You're not telling them they don't know their job, because they probably very much know their job. It's just like us, we're being told, okay, now you've got to be experts about everything. So I think that's a key in that, how to handle those kinds of circumstances, and then follow it up with the email, get everything in writing. So, hey, thanks again for talking to me. I'll look out for that purchase order update. So
No,
that's how I take it.
that's good, 'cause I mean that's what one of the biggest things that we share too is, if you're going to get stuck in this situation in the future, and you can't get the answer, get it in writing. And if they don't, due diligence means a lot. Obviously, if this was a risk-based only approach, that would be great in some cases. But you're a business, you've got deliverables, you've got, they don't expect you to go out of business, right, by trying to figure stuff out. So that's great advice. Very much echo that on our side as well too. Another question that I'm excited to hear your answer on is, it's the middle of 2024. If you could hop in the telephone booth time machine with Bill and Ted and go on an excellent adventure, not a bogus journey, let's go excellent adventure, and go back 5 years from today, what would you tell yourself and other small businesses, manufacturers that you know today? What would you tell them 5 years ago that you think would help on the impact side for today?
See, 5 years ago. So 5 years ago would be what, May of 2019 or 2020? I'd say,
Pre-pandemic stuff.
okay, first off, stock up on Lysol wipes and masks. No, if I could tell them all over again. All right, so we actually, WinTech, we were not in, we weren't in a terrible place then, but I think that if I knew what was coming, I probably would have maybe upgraded or changed our infrastructure a little bit sooner than we did. I think I was gun shy to do certain things along the way, thinking it was going to rock the boat much quicker than, or much more significantly than it did. I think as a business owner, we're kind of gun shy at times to make big changes, because if it's not broken, why are we fixing it? And so the moment that somebody says, well, you need to do this because it's going to improve your security, what we're thinking is, oh my gosh, that means that, now so and so is, it's going to look different, the interface and their creature habit, and they're going to be ticked off, and I don't want to tick off my employees, and I want to make this easy for them. I think that if, it's important finding a partner, whether it's an MSP or a consultant or somebody internally, it's important to find somebody you trust who understands the business processes. And I think if we could do it all over, maybe I just would have done certain things to improve our stance a little bit sooner. I would have maybe expedited some things. But I think it's important that people realize that you just want to be better than you were yesterday. So it's okay for the baby steps. That's okay.
Well, I'm going to assume that, because that's a terrific answer, and that you, because you know what you know and you've put the time in, I assume you don't just go out to the market and say, I'm going to talk to the cheapest person out there, because that doesn't usually end up in a great spot. But how does it feel personally when you're heading up the CMMC stuff? By knowing that stuff, knowing that you've put the time and effort in, do you feel like you sleep better now than you would if you would have waited until like a year ago to start working on this stuff? Would that freak you out at night?
Oh yeah, I think, I mean, looking around at people that are kind of waking up and now all of a sudden starting, it like makes me itch. It's like, oh gosh. And to some people, it's kind of, and I am not, I mean, I know you called me a nice person, but I don't really think I mean, you ask my husband and he'll probably disagree with you. But there's some things that like I'll look around at some of these smaller businesses that are maybe 20% defense industrial base. And so they're just now waking up saying, maybe I should start doing these things. And I'm just like, what are you do? Like, if this was not a significant part of your business, why are you already all of a sudden now pulling the trigger on things. And I don't know. You don't know what you don't know. And I take for granted that that as co-owner of WinTech, I have a business partner that handles the manufacturing and sales perspective. So if it were just me, I don't know if I'd be this involved. I don't know that I'd have the time to be this involved. It's all about resource constraints. So yeah, I don't know. I definitely itch when I see that there are people just now kind of getting with the program.
Yeah, well, Twilight Zone, time machine, or whatever you want to call it, you go back in time. There was efforts to be made to have resources to help individuals like you, companies like yours, to try to do the right thing. Obviously, that came with the expertise just wasn't there on. It's not just a gap assessment.
Right.
It's not just a build a POAM and have a system security plan in place and get to it when you have time. Of course, that was accepted, unfortunately. We all know that story, and that's why CMMC exists. But at the same time, I think you hit on one of the biggest things too, is you do have to kind of peel it back to the atoms, right? You really have to go back to what you can control, know what you know. You know who works there, you know what they access, you know where data flows. Understanding that is huge. That's always a big thing. So I think that's one of the big takeaways is every time you see a breach in the news, right? Everything large, small, doesn't matter. Every single time, they always seem to struggle with, well, gosh, I didn't realize that those people had access to that, or I didn't realize that the credentials are being shared. And you look at that. Of course, it's easy to say that after it happens, but go back to you should start with least privilege access, and Allison should have access to things that probably 95% of your company shouldn't have access to, if not more. So that makes just such a firmer foundation. So I like that where you're coming from with that is having a better foundation on your, gosh, that sounds so cliche, but having a better foundation on your cybersecurity and how your data is handled, whether it's related to CMMC or just your what matters to you most, intellectual property.
Well, and
That's
it's hard because if you're a bit if you're a small business and this is the way you've always done it, to some small businesses, you're the, what I'm hearing is, okay, you need to change the way you're doing everything. And that's not what you're saying, but that's what's being heard. Is oh wait, you want to take access away? Well, then that means that in my head, all the stuff in that folder on the server, on the file server that's on-prem. Now, now 4 out of 5 of my office people shouldn't have it. Yeah, but what if I'm out of town and I need them to send banking instructions to, it's probably a bad example because of all the phishing, spear phishing, but what if I'm out of town and I need them to send, the such and such to my customer? 'Cause we fall into this trap of, well, everybody wears a lot of hats, so everybody needs access. And that very well might be true in some circumstances, but if it is, document it, write it down, explain why.
Go through risk. What happens if to this company, if we say, I just say Christmas bonuses. That's like one of my things I always go to is you have obligations. We're not talking about trying to build Fort Knox. This is, but multi-factor authentication, it sounds scary. I say it at Christmas time and my parents and my family go, and I just, it's not, I give them a little presentation and we got it set up and now they're accustomed to it. It takes a half second most of the time. But yes, it's not that simple of just say, well, that solves everything. But that's what they're asking, right? They're asking to lower the risk of things that you should be doing before you start putting on the stuff that is more advanced, so that if you have to be against more advanced from there, you can build it up versus, bolting stuff on and just throwing stuff at the wall. So, well, this was awesome. I know we are over in time, and that's okay because we can, and that's the beauty of not having anything scripted. But again, thank you, Allison, for joining. I will say if you liked what you heard or you've seen, if you're watching this on YouTube, go on LinkedIn, follow Allison. Her perspectives are great. You just put out a piece the other day. Which I thought was great from your perspective of manufacturer. And as time goes on, things are going to change. Perspectives are going to change. Opinions are going to change. Attitudes are going to change. Businesses should be ready for that. So, Thank you again, and we'll have you on again in the future for sure. And for those that are listening on their favorite podcast platform, make sure you you subscribe or follow. If you're on YouTube, same thing, so you don't miss out on future episodes as we start to ramp some of these up. It'll be interesting to have Allison on again and see how your perspective maybe has changed based on other dominoes falling the way that they will. So,
dun, dun, dun.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks again.
Absolutely.
Take care, and we'll see you next time.
Go Timberwolves.
Yeah, Wolves back.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about Quick Track, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's CUICKTRAC.com.